Hey, Dog Speak Geeks, do you know that we offer virtual lessons? You can sign up at any time through info@dogspeak101.com. Also, don't miss out on our dog communication seminar on demand or one of our live seminars in Middle Tennessee. We would love to assist you with any and all problems that you have, so give us a call, set up your session today. Hey, Dog Speak Geeks. Hope you're having a wonderful week. I know it's only Tuesday, but hey, you know what? You need all the encouragement you can get, I'm sure. A couple of announcements. Don't forget, we have our webinar on how dogs use body language to avoid conflict. That is going to be on August the 10th. You can get tickets for $24.99. Sign up today. You do not want to miss this. Then we have our big herbal dog event with Rita Hogan, author, canine herbalist. She is going to be sharing in person some wonderful ways that you can use herbs to help your dog out. That is going to be on August the 28th. That is here locally at Urban Dog Bar. Get tickets because they are limited, and I promise you, you do not want to miss this. She is coming all the way from Washington State. She's coming from across the country to be with you guys. So be sure you get your tickets for $65. That's going to include a book, your opportunity to get her to sign it, listen to her talk about herbs, a mini communication seminar the night before that's going to be online. Plus, after Rita is done signing books, or when you're done getting your book signed, you can come out into the yard at Urban Dog Bar, which is Nashville's only off-leash dog bar, and work with me, work with Gray, in seeing how dogs are using body language to avoid conflict and how they use it during every interaction. You're not going to want to miss it. It's going to be absolutely just a blast. You can drink, eat, enjoy the environment. You're not going to want to miss this. So be sure you sign up today. Go to our events page on our website and be sure you sign up. Today I'm going to do a quick, short, little episode. And if you're following us on TikTok, then you saw the post that I put up on Monday where Gray is working with a little young lab named Sunny. And she is going to be a service dog. And he has been working with her several times a week for the past month or so. And she is just doing phenomenal. And the very beginning of the video is the recall, which is the come command. And that's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about how you go about teaching your dog to come when called. People think that that's one of the hardest things to do. And it can be very challenging if you have not established a good relationship with your dog, if you've not established good trust, if you've not established a good reward system, then you're probably going to have some challenges. But if you can establish some of that trust and build that relationship and teach your dog that you are a pretty rewarding person and the good things happen around you, you're not going to have a lot of problem with this. You're not going to have a lot of problem with your dog being so distracted that they just cannot come to you. So first thing you need to do is be sure that you are building that relationship, understanding your dog, making things positive, setting expectations, finding your path of least resistance. Because I think that everybody's path of least resistance is going to include a come command. And if you've not seen our path of least resistance webinar, check it out on our Thinkific site. You can find all the links in the show notes. To find your path of least resistance, meaning you need to figure out what you need to teach your dog to make that relationship be the best it can be. You don't need to mimic what your neighbors are doing, what your grandma did, what you did with your dog growing up. You need to look at the dog in front of you and create that path of least resistance. All right, so let's start out with the come command. So first, we got to come up with a word. Well, a lot of people will use come. Some use come here. Some use here. Really, it doesn't matter what you choose. whatever is easy for you, whatever comes out naturally for you, that is just fine. And here's the thing. You can have multiple commands for the same behavior. We just don't want you having multiple behaviors for the same command. And this is where we run into problems with this come command. Oftentimes, people create too many behaviors that go along with the come command, and it gets very confusing for the dog. And this happens just because the natural way that we use language. As an example, when people use come, oftentimes they use come here, come on, come in, come over here. There are a lot of things that they will say, but they're not always consistent on the behavior that they are looking for. So I want to encourage you to figure out what words you want to use, or words, and then we're going to talk about the behavior that you're going to put with that. So when I teach the come, I use usually a couple of different commands. I will use an English word, usually just come, and then I will use my whistle, which is just me whistling. I don't have a whistle. I can whistle pretty loud, and I use that because it travels very well in the wilderness. Then I will often come up with some type of Gaelic command, German command, something like that, just to use in different situations. But regardless of what I use, I teach my dog that the expectation is the same. What is my expectation? Well, when I ask my dog to come to me, my expectation is that within 3 to 5 seconds, you are making your way in my direction. Notice I didn't say immediately. Why? Because, well, they have their own brain, and I don't know even a human who can immediately do that. So I'm going to say within about 3 to 5 seconds, I want my dog to begin coming in my direction. Now, can I get a turn on the dime come response? Usually, once I start working on it. But really, in general terms, I'm just going for 3 to 5 seconds, right? Get me as close to 3 as you can. Just start that behavior of coming to me within that 3 second mark. I'm good there. My expectation is that you come to me, you get close enough to where we make physical contact with each other, you wait until I give you your reward, and then you wait for further instruction. Now, sometimes that instruction is to be released and go back doing whatever it was they were doing. Sometimes the instruction is to walk with me or stay or whatever, right? So it's just about saying, right now, the only thing I need you to do with come is come to me, get close enough to make physical contact, and be sure we make physical contact, and then wait for further information. It's not that complicated. Think about how many times a day your dog comes to you and makes physical contact with you. How many times a day? Now, how many times a day when your dog makes physical contact with you, comes to you and makes physical contact with you without you asking, how many times do you actually acknowledge and reward your dog for that? If your dog is coming to you on a regular basis and you reward it, you're going to become that slot machine that always pays out, which means that they're going to be checking in with you a lot more often than you actually need them to. That's my problem with Willow. Now, I say it's a problem. It's really not a problem, but she checks in with me very regularly. It's not often she gets far enough away that I have to use the come command. During adolescence and her being in heat, we've had to use it a little bit more often, but that's expected. Nothing changes as far as my expectation. And if she goes longer than 5 seconds, no biggie. I just remind her what I was asking her to do, because I know that her brain is still developing. She's got a lot going on. There's a lot of hormones flowing through there. I mean, this morning, she literally tried to resource guard her period panties and almost took the cat's head off. At least that's what it sounded like. The cat was unharmed and not even touched, but it still was just way overboard. But you know what? She's adolescent and she's in heat. So I have to understand that that's what's happening with her. So of course, the behaviors I've taught her and that we've been really good with may decrease a little bit. Her response may decrease a little bit. I'm not going to punish that. This is where we absolutely have to avoid punishment. We cannot be punishing our dogs for dealing with something that they really have no choice about. They can't override all these hormones flowing because they have no idea what's going on. So they can't override it. It's ridiculous to think that they can just override it and be like robots. That's not how it works. So when we are asking our dog to come to us, all right, if we just start acknowledging that behavior on a regular basis, they'll start checking in. But if we want to teach them, there are many opportunities throughout the day that you can do this. You can call your dog to you at least twice a day if you're feeding twice a day. So right before you start to fix the dog's food, call them. And then immediately start fixing the food. That will make them come so quickly. Because, I mean, if they like their food, if they don't come quickly for their food, then you need to reach out to us and we will send you our food recommendation list. And then reward them when they get there. If your dog is already walking towards you as you're sitting on the couch, tell them to come. Praise them for coming. You have a lot of opportunities to capture this behavior. I think we just miss out on it way too much. So capture that behavior when your dog comes to you every single time. And even if your dog is coming to you and you didn't get to say come, no biggie. When they get there, say, oh, that's a good come. What a good puppy. Let's go get a treat. That was such a good girl. You don't have to have one on you. You can go get one. Get off your ass and go get one. Or at least just praise, throw a toy, do something. But tell your dog that you really appreciate when they come and check in on you. Let's say you need to work on this because you've struggled with developing a relationship. Maybe the dog is new. Maybe the dog hasn't seen that coming to anybody has been real positive. This is where I will use a longer leash. So I will put a dog on a 10, 20, 30 foot leash. I will let the dog sniff, hang out, do some things. And then I'm going to ask the dog to come to me. And when I say ask, I'm not really asking because the dog has no idea what I'm doing. Basically, I'm going to say the word, and then I'm going to slowly start to reel the dog in. And a lot of times, it just takes a very gentle reel, and it's just some very light guidance. Please don't be yanking on that leash. Very light guidance. And typically, when the dog starts to feel that pull in your direction, they'll turn and start making their way towards you. The second that the first paw is turned and heading in your direction, you need to start praising. And you will praise all the way until the dog gets to you. Now, once the dog gets to you, you can have them just kind of, you can touch their chin, touch their neck. You can have them touch your hand. Just make that physical contact. And then you will grab your treat out of your treat pouch and give them one, and then immediately release them. And you can use whatever release word you want. And that release means you can go back away from me. So it's going to look like, bandit come. I'm going to start reeling. I probably only have to reel maybe one or two little times. She's going to start heading my direction. What a good girl. Good job. Good girl. She gets to me. We make contact. Good girl. I'm still telling her what a good girl she is as I'm reaching in my treat bag. What a good girl. And then I'm going to treat. Good girl. Okay. And that's telling her she can now go back off and sniff and do whatever. And then I'll let her go do that for 30 seconds to a minute. I might decrease my distance and ask again. And I'll do this a few times. And then after I do it a few times, I'll ask and wait about a second or two before I start to reel the dog in to give them a chance to start connecting the dots. And if they haven't connected the dots three or four times, okay, I just start to reel them in. Praise, praise, praise. until they get to me. Now, what if it happens if I have to reel them all the way in? I'm okay with that as well, because guess what? They're still learning. This is about teaching it. This isn't about solidifying it and adding in consequences. This is just about teaching it. If I have to reel them all the way in, then I have to ask myself, is my reward not enough? Am I not enticing enough? Is it just too distracting? Have I not established a really good, verbal marker that means something powerful? I'm going to ask myself these questions. I'm not just going to ask, is my dog giving me the middle finger and now I need to jump to punishment? No, that's ridiculous. We have to teach the dogs what this means. And remember, we're asking them to come to us, usually away from something that's fun, when they've learned that in the past, 80% of the time they come to you in the house, they either get ignored or told to go lay down. I mean, so you have to realize that when your dog comes to you in the house, that's no different than your dog coming outside. So you've got to capture these behaviors. Another great way is just sitting in the backyard with your dog, letting them play. And as if you're tossing a ball, as they come running back, tell them to come. They come running back with the ball. What a good girl. I'm still touching, giving a treat, taking the ball, throwing it again, and releasing. There is no excuse to not be able to get your dog to come to you if you are just paying attention to the opportunities that your dog gives you every single day. I can tell you that what you need to avoid if you want your dog to come to you is screaming and yelling, snatching your dog by the collar or the harness, being mad when they finally come, being mad when you have to go get them, ending the fun every single time you call them, not being rewarding at all, and just having this attitude that you just expect it. Those are going to ruin not only your come command, they're going to ruin your relationship. It should always be an exciting and fun thing for coming to you, and they should always be rewarded. Always. And if you're in an environment that you don't know if they will come to you, and it could be dangerous, please put them on a long leash. Use that long leash to your advantage. All right, you're just using that long leash to help them follow through. Now, as your dog progresses into understanding what it is, you're going to ask them to come. Give them time to come on their own. And then what's going to probably happen is they're going to start coming on their own. They're going to come about halfway, and then they're going to get distracted with a smell. And they're going to stop and smell that. Okay, that's fine. What you're going to do is just ask them to come again. And basically, you're just reminding them. They're like, you know, how many times have you walked into the kitchen and went, what did I come in here for? Geez, you have a human brain and you do that. What makes you think your dog, especially as a young pup that's not fully developed, they don't have those issues, right? They get distracted by a smell because the sense, that smell is going to take over the brain. So you just have to remind them. And if you have to start reeling in, do it. It's okay. It's just about following through and ensuring that they finish the behavior. And I finish the behavior. The finishing is coming and making contact and waiting for the treat and the release. The actual behavior is the movement towards you. And that's what we need to be rewarding. So as you progress, I will ask my dog to come, and then I'll have them take two or three steps in my direction before I start acknowledging good behavior, then maybe a few more steps, and eventually I don't have to even good girl until they get to me. But I'm going to be real with you guys. I am pretty much 95% of the time when I ask my dog to come, I am praising her the entire way. I don't care how old they ever get. I don't care if she's 10. And we've been doing the recall for 10 years, I'm still probably going to praise that behavior because everyone loves to be praised. And I just don't think that she needs to grow out of that. I don't think it's something I have to depend on. It's just something I want to do because I do appreciate it. So if you just start taking these small little steps, you can teach your dog that coming and checking in with you and just coming and being near you is rewarding. Right? It's like being near someone that's always made you feel good about yourself, has always been kind of, you know, giving and thoughtful. All you want to do is spend time with them and be around them. And you do what you have to be around them. That's what you need to be for your dog. If you've not checked out our YouTube page, go and check that out. I think we have a couple of videos on that recall. You can absolutely do this without having to use any type of aversive techniques or tools. You do not need a shock collar to teach your dog to come when called. You just don't. Those that say you do, they don't have the skill to do this, nor do they care about actually developing the relationship that you need. Because I'm not gonna hide behind this part. You have to have a relationship. A dog isn't gonna come to me when I ask them to if I've not developed a relationship. If I'm walking down the street and somebody that I just met or a stranger asks me to come to them, I'm probably not going to be running over there. I'm not a robot, and neither is my dog. Develop a relationship, set expectations, and know what you want. Avoid those things like come in. Because when you tell your dog to come into the house, you're like, come in or come on. What you're doing is you're telling them to come in the house, and they're ending up walking in the house past you and into whatever room they're in. But when we say come, there's a very specific behavior we want. Come to me. Let me make contact with you. We have to touch. I'm going to reward you and then just wait for my release. So be careful just doing your natural talking. You're like, come in, come on. If I'm telling my dog to come in, I'm going to make sure that I still make physical contact with her when she comes into the house and praise that. And this is why we don't use come on in our walking words. We use let's go. Because let's go means follow us. Go with us. Doesn't mean to come to us and make contact. That's what come is for. This way is the same thing. This way just means come back in my direction. You don't have to come all the way to me and make contact. This way is just come in my direction because you're either too far or I've decided to go in the other direction. We have to get better at using very clear words with expectations that we have taught. Don't just expect your dog to know it. You have to teach it. So get yourself a long lead. Get yourself some really, really, really yummy treats. Ask your dog to come to you. Start reeling it in. Reward the dog as soon as they start coming and follow the process. Or just sit in your yard, play fetch, reward the dog for coming. Or just sit out there and have a cocktail, and when your dog comes in to see what you're doing, well, that was a good calm. Here's your little treat. Good girl. Okay, go play. So even when my dog checks in on me and I give a reward, a lot of times I will still release her. And that's just mostly out of habit. All right, so make sure you sign up for our newsletter if you've not gotten that. Do subscribe for our YouTube. I just posted a new video over the weekend on talking about an aversive trainer's video. Check that out. That's on YouTube. And if you've not followed us on our other social media channels, please do so. And if you can do me a favor, and I know I ask for favors every week because, well, algorithms are really weird, but our Instagram posts and things are just not being seen. We're just not getting a lot of traffic. So if you can please go follow us, and if you do follow us, if you can just go look at some of our posts and just comment on it, like it, share it, something, so that we get back into your feed, that would be really, really wonderful. Because we don't want you guys missing out on the wonderful material that we are putting out on TikTok, Instagram, our Facebook, our YouTube, and TikTok. So be sure you go check those things out. And if you can rate and review this podcast wherever you listen, I really do appreciate it. Share it with your friends. Let them know how they can become a Dog Speak Geek by just starting to listen and become the little nerd that we are. Oh, so I appreciate you guys so very much. Get out there and work. If you have any questions, reach out to us. If you are dealing with any type of behavioral issues, reach out. We do offer virtual sessions, and we will absolutely work with you side by side to help your dog get through whatever it is they are dealing with. And that's what I got for you guys this week. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode, and we will see you next week. Have a great week.